This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado law enforcement are upping their patrols around impaired driving starting this holiday weekend and through the next few months. More than 2,000 drivers were arrested for DUIs last summer. More than 200 people were killed in Colorado last year because of impaired driving. Drivers should expect more police on the roads over the next few weeks and some sobriety checkpoints. La Junta has received a $25,000 grant to survey more than 80 downtown properties with connections to diverse groups in the city's history. Cynthia Neeb is La Junta's Director of Economic Development and Urban Renewal.
The history that you read about La Junta, for the most part, has to do with white people and who's the mayor and those sorts of things. We kind of lost our history, and I had a suspicion that we just hadn't dug deeply enough.
The History Colorado grant will build on work from a few years ago that found significant historical contributions from Black, Latino, Chinese, Syrian, and Indigenous residents. She hopes the project is a step toward the creation of a historic district in the area. History Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC and CPR News. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. Colorado joined the Department of Justice and other states in suing the concert promoter Live Nation. The DOJ is accusing Live Nation of controlling the live music industry. The complaint argues that fans suffer by paying more for concerts and having less competition for shows. In a statement, Live Nation said the lawsuit won't solve the issues fans care about related to fees and access to highly in-demand concerts. This is CPR News in KRCC.